Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Well, with the unfortunate reality that the Wuhan China coronavirus is likely to be with us for the foreseeable future, conservative activists and candidates in particular are likely going to have to campaign and get their messages out, this fall at least, using different methods than they might be used to. Joining us now to discuss what this might look like is Matt Baitzel. Matt is the National Executive Director at American Majority, the nation's premier conservative training organization. Matt, thank you for joining us this evening, my friend.
Thanks for having me on, John.
So, Matt, you know, I've gone through one of your American Majority training sessions. They're phenomenal. You guys tweeted something this week. You tweeted, actually, something this week that I was glad to see. You tweeted that survey results that you had that reported 58% of voters. And I'll say I was glad to see the positive result. I was a little sad that it was only 58%, but 58% of voters say they welcome candidates knocking on their door. That's better than I thought it would be, but it's still not great. But still, I mean, what did you think of the results? Was that higher than you thought? Was that what you were anticipating?
Yeah, it's right about where I thought it would be. And, you know, we have a sample from all over the country responding to this. And what American Majority was trying to do is get a sense of whether voters are ready for people to come to their doors. And we're at all different spots across the country. I'm here, calling in this evening from Wisconsin. And Wisconsin, we opened up after our governor's unelected right-hand woman was basically overruled by the Supreme Court. And they said that what she did was unlawful and having everyone locked down and businesses shut down. And so we're seeing, you know, different response in different places. And what we wanted to find out with our survey is, are voters ready for door knocks? They may be ready to go get food at a restaurant. They may be ready to go try other things. And as we are reopening America, are they ready for normal, let's say, quote unquote, campaigning? And
right.
So what we found, yeah, is that most of them really are. And I would say there's probably a rural, urban, suburban divide there. I think in rural areas, you probably have more voters that are more welcoming of those sorts of things and more traditional campaign methods. But then in more urban, suburban areas, there probably is a little bit more hesitation to have a candidate come to their door.
So do you think then campaigns and grassroots organizations are going to have to change the way they campaign this fall?
Yes. The new norm is going to be.
I hate that phrase. I absolutely hate that phrase.
So, yeah, I mean, what it's going to look like is just going to be different. And so you're going to have more digital ads. If you're sick of listening to, you know, ads when you turn on your smartphone and listen to various different programs, there's going to probably be more of them on all sorts of radio stations, online streaming services.
We like that. More
media.
Ads on radio is
yeah,
a great
good
idea.
For you guys. That's
a great idea.
So, there was already movement towards that, but I do think that there's going to be a rapid expanse, and we're already seeing that in Wisconsin, where I'm at. We've had two election cycles that have drawn a lot of scrutiny. We'll see an increased emphasis on the use of absentee ballots. Now, and there's a difference between the policy of mailing everyone a ballot, and I've got a piece on American greatness about why that's a bad idea and why the Wisconsin elections that we just recently had, where tubs of ballots went missing and found in Chicago somehow at some mail vendor in Chicago, all that craziness versus the tactic. And if you're a candidate, you need to encourage people you've identified as supporters of your campaign to request more absentee ballots, again, within the law, under the normal rationale for requesting those ballots. But so those are some of the ways that it will look different than it has as campaigns are looking for better ways to get more of their voters to the polls.
Well, I read that piece recently that you referenced, and along those lines, I know you follow voter trends. I'm curious what your thoughts are on the left's push for national all mail-in voting. You know, I served my first session in the Kansas legislature. I actually served on the elections committee, and I've just seen too much evidence to know that it dramatically increases the likelihood of voter fraud, doesn't it?
Yes. And there are major challenges, especially when it's a government bureaucrat forcing a ballot out into the mail versus an individual who has ownership of a ballot request.
And right,
so
exactly.
I think it's important to differentiate there. And so as a campaign tactic, it can be helpful to get your supporters. We're not just saying any random person, but to get your supporters to request it. In the piece in American Greatness, I make the point, you know, I've got a recent neighbor, former neighbor, I guess now, who passed away. I don't want to have a ballot being mailed to him because they haven't cleaned off the voter rolls, and then to have some person who checks the mail try to cast a ballot for him and hope that the local clerk actually follows the law and has already scrubbed his name from the list. I mean, so there are all different sorts of ways to increase fraud. And there also was a study done by, I think, the New York Times off of the Wisconsin spring election, which was a Wisconsin Supreme Court race. And they found that the left-leaning candidate, it's a nonpartisan race, but there was a liberal who was running against a conservative. And the liberal judge essentially got 10% higher vote margin than the conservative with those who had cast an absentee ballot versus traditional ballots. So the left has kind of an edge when those are just absentee ballots are just kind of naturally being requested. And so, yeah, I look at what the national efforts by the Democrats as a way to try to defeat Donald Trump. They are trying to rig the system to their advantage. And if we aren't paying attention and crying out loud and stopping that, we are going to be probably at a loss come November.
Well, we're talking with Matt Baetzel. Matt is National Executive Director at American Majority. Matt, the progressive left, this is a full-time job for there. They're focused on flipping states that have been reliably red, either trying to get them purple or blue if they can. And it's done with permanent campaigning through trying to shift. Obviously, they've got their allies in the media trying to shift these states into county by county, local, down all the way down to the local level. Those who understand this recognize then that conservatives have to do this through efforts, through recruiting all the way down to school boards and spending money and messaging to do that. Are we equipped to do that? Is the conservative movement equipped to then fight back?
Traditionally, we haven't been. And that's why groups like American Majority exist, is to try to train and recruit the next generation of conservative leaders and encourage folks to be involved locally first in their communities. And I keep using the Wisconsin examples, but they're very fresh and apparent here. But we had the Wisconsin Supreme Court strike down a Safer at Home order. And what happened after that was struck down? It was a statewide mandate. Basically, we had a bunch of local tyrants rush to trample constitutional rights and pass their own Safer at Home orders. The same exact language that was found to be unlawful and invalid under Wisconsin law, they tried to ram through locally. And thankfully, activists were able to get involved in that process and stop and rescind actual orders through the process. Basically, unelected local health officials at the county level
right,
were basically taking action there. We had a lot of local good candidates who were in office that we had trained and helped, and they were able to call vote for votes on these actions that were taken and get some of these things rescinded. But make no mistake, conservatives are traditionally not as focused on these things. We tend to pay less attention to politics and are busy raising our families and running our businesses and working our jobs, you know, coaching youth sports like I do, things like that. Whereas the left is looking for any sort of advantage they can have politically working in 2018, 2019, 2020, so that they can remove President Trump from office. And it doesn't stop in November of this year. They're going to continue to go. Even when he wins re-election, they're going to continue to organize and agitate and probably try to impeach him again. You know, this is what they do 24/7, 365. And it's just it's nonstop. So conservatives have to realize that we have a battle going on day in and day out, not just at the presidential level, but in our communities and our local towns and villages and cities over what is the proper role of government, even in those places.
You're absolutely right. And we have to be prepared to fight those battles. Matt, thank you again for joining us this evening. I've posted the results of your door knocking survey on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. But if folks want more information on American Majority, they can visit AmericanMajority.org, correct?
Correct. That's our website. We're also on Twitter at @AM_national, American Majority on Facebook and other social media as well. I'm at Matt Batesel on Twitter if you want to follow me and see what I'm tweeting about on the latest. It's always quite fun.
Yeah, you're awesome. I follow you. I encourage my listeners to do the same. Matt, thank you again for joining us this evening, and appreciate you. We'll have to have you on again, and I love your optimism on the presidential race. Let's hope it's your lips to God's ears, my friend.
Thank you, John.
Thank you for joining us. Appreciate it. Carry on the fight, brother. Folks, want to remind you to download the Radio.com app and add our station to your favorites. That's the best way for you to stay informed on the latest COVID-19 news and other alerts affecting our community. Get the Radio.com app on the App Store or Google Play now. Coming up after the break, we're going to talk with Black Voices for Trump advisory board member and Black Conservative Federation President Deontay Johnson about Joe Biden's recent verbal gaffe on The Breakfast Club. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.